Maybe you know the name Alex Nieto, or maybe the names of victims of police shootings are too many now to keep track. In 2014, Alex Nieto was shot and killed by police officers in San Francisco. He was 28, the son of Mexican immigrants, and his death set off questions about racial profiling and gentrification in San Francisco, the city where he was born and grew up. Since then, there have been protests, there have been lawsuits, and as Shuka Kalantari reports, the Latino community in San Francisco is also trying to heal through theater.
Hey, 3104 has a suspect in custody and no officer is injured.
We're at On the Hill, a play about the death of Alex Nieto. Paul Flores, an activist and artist in San Francisco, wrote it.
We created On the Hill as a means of documenting what the young people of the mission have felt after they've learned about the police killing of Alex Nieto.
In March of 2014, Nieto was eating a burrito in a park. He wore a red 49ers jacket, his security guard outfit, and carried a licensed taser. He was a nightclub bouncer about to go to work. Then he got into an argument with a man, white, about the man's barking dog cornering Nieto and trying to eat his burrito. Another man in the park, also white, saw Nieto from a distance, allegedly agitated and holding his taser. He called 911 and described him as an armed Latino. The cops came. Nieto was killed minutes later.
My kids go to Flynn Elementary, which is three blocks away from Bernal Hill Park, where he was killed.
Flores and his kids were at a school event the night Nieto died.
The initial alarm was more not necessarily how close it was to school, but the fact that a Latino man had been shot at and killed in the neighborhood.
Nieto was from a once heavily Latino neighborhood that's now unaffordable for most locals. Rents have skyrocketed as Silicon Valley tech workers have moved in. The demographics have changed. And Flores and others here question if Nieto is profiled as a dangerous brown man in a neighborhood that's increasingly white. The autopsy report shows Nieto was killed by a hail of bullets.
We realized that he had been shot 14 times and that he was shot while he was actually laying on the ground.
Flores says that instead of taking the pain and limiting it to street protests, he's using it as an opportunity to create art. Flores worked with over a dozen young Latinos here to produce the play. They interviewed Nieto's friends and family. They talked to activists and lawyers galvanized by Nieto's death to bring justice to their streets.
So we wrote this poem called Don't Shoot, I'm Not Who You Think I Am. And that piece was really all the youth expressing how, regardless of whatever your statistics tell you, police officer, this is who I really am.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I'm not who you think I am!
Since Nieto's death, there's been documentaries and concerts about him. There's graffiti of his face with Brown Lives Matter underneath. Flores says art helps keep Nieto's story alive.
Alex Nieto's death was a tragedy. It's something that should not have happened. And at the same time, he's now been converted into a symbol of resilience and community love.
This March, a federal jury found that the police officers who killed Nieto after firing over 50 bullets did not use excessive force. But this year, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voted for the Department of Justice to conduct its own independent investigation into Nieto's death. The DOJ's decision on that is still pending. Meanwhile, the artists here are still creating.
Don't shoot! Don't
shoot! For the world, Shuka Kalantari, San Francisco.
You can hear from some of the artists behind On the Hill. We have a short documentary about them, produced by our friends at KQED in San Francisco. It's up right now at PRI.org.